Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Live 101.5. Your morning mess. How you do? It's Joey Boy.
Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
A special guest on the Celebrity Hotline. Give it up one time for Olivia Holt.
Hey! Hey!
What up, you?
How are y'all?
We're good. We're excited for Kidtopia, man. You ready?
I'm so pumped. I've been looking forward to it all week. I can't wait.
Aww.
And we literally have a lot of new best friends to try to get tickets to come see you.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Especially after seeing your performance. You were on the Today Show yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What was that like?
It was so fun. It was a really early morning, I'm not going to lie. Sound check was like 4 a.m. And then we went on like a couple hours later. But it was a blast. We had such a great time on the show. And I hope I get to do it again.
Well, you will get to at Kidtopia. We can't wait for your performances. Now, I was looking on your Instagram just now, and you're teasing. Is this a new song that you're going to be coming out with?
Yeah, I'm featuring on a track from a buddy of mine. His name is Brandon Beal. He's such an incredible artist. And it's his new. It's his new song called Paradise, and I'm featuring on it, and it's like a total jam, so I'm really excited for everyone to hear it. And
yeah,
the song and the video drop on the same day, this Friday, so it'll be fun.
That's awesome. You know what I'm most impressed about, Olivia?
I
read about Kidz Bop. Now, were you in a commercial or you sang on a Kidz Bop? Because what are we up to? Kidz Bop 753 by now?
No, that's the most accurate thing ever.
Were you in a commercial or you actually sang on one of the Kidz Bops?
I was on a commercial, and it was around the time that Natasha Bedingfield's song, Pocketful of Sunshine, was a major hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the song that I sang on the commercial. So,
Olivia, we got to hear some. Sing a little bit of Natasha Bedingfield. Go ahead, girl.
I got a pocket, got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a banana, but it's all fun.
Oh.
It's so good.
Oh.
Anish, you really enjoying that over there.
I didn't even know this about you. I was just singing that song to myself yesterday.
Yes, honey.
And then also, you know, Daniel Bedingfield, he was a cutie patootie, had a song out. But that's awesome. I mean, just that makes me think about, like, what all are you listening to? Like, do you listen on your iPod? Like, what's, like, your number one song that you listen to right now?
Oh, there's a combination of them. I don't know if I could choose one. I got, like, Day by Dead and Alessia Cara, The Chainsmokers and Coldplay.
Are you listening to Kendrick Lamar? Are you listening to that K-Dot?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
How could I not be?
Are you listening to that Be Humble?
Yes.
You love that, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. Kidtopia, man, I'm telling you, the phone lines are so lit about this. So I don't know if they let you know the landscape of it. So we have different lands, okay? And you're a Disney star. So it's kind of like Disneyland. We're going to have like Bouncetopia. We're going to have Booktopia. We're going to have Sportstopia. So different lands in this big farm for everyone to enjoy, okay?
That's really rad. Okay.
Yeah. So Anish, why don't you run down all the lands really quick with her?
Okay. So there's going to be Dancetopia, which is where you will find me, darling. Like Joey said, there's going to be Bouncetopia, right?
Everything from Radiotopia, where we get to teach people how to be on the radio. So maybe you can join on there with us because we got to train them on some interviews and whatnot. So that'd be really cool to have you in there and see if they can test out their interview skills.
I love that idea. Let's do it.
Hey, you know what we were talking about off the air, too? When you're in Disney, when you're a Disney kid, Disney child, and you know, obviously, you're a beautiful young woman now, do you have to go through training, like media training? Do they sit you down and like, all right, this is how you interview when you call Phoenix in the morning mess, Olivia? Do you have to go through that training?
I think, when I first started working with them, I was really young. I was 12.
Wow.
And the only way that I knew how to talk was either if I was reading a script or talking to, you know, somebody my age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes you kind of have to learn how to speak to adults or, like, how to understand certain questions. And so, yeah, we did a little bit of media training and just to feel like what it was like talking in an interview versus talking as your character. So, that was actually really fascinating because I'd never done anything like that before. And I had done a couple projects before I started working with Disney. So, actually, I've had that experience and then be on a show and have them teach me basically what it was like to do interviews or to do certain events was very helpful.
How extensive is it? Is it hours? Is it days? The media training?
No, it's just like it's a couple hours in one day, and you're with your cast, so it's not just you one on one with somebody. Like you get to enjoy it with your whole cast.
That's awesome.
Fun because you know, you guys are all giddy about the project and everything.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you still keep in touch with the cast of the shows that you used to be on?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Whether that be, like, over social media, like, if we see each other, like, doing cool things, like, you know, we'll always call each other, text each other, and just see how we're doing, how's life, if we bought a place or bought a pet or, you know, something of the sort. So it's cool, like, to watch everyone grow and do their own thing.
Do you ever check your fans on social networking? Do you text her like, girl, what the heck are you wearing on IG right now? Do you ever do that? Like, girl, don't do that.
I think it depends on the person, like, how close I am with them. But, yeah, we'll always, like, goof off and play around, like, when it comes to things that we'll see, whether that be, like, over social media or even if
that's
it's
awesome.
Just, like, me FaceTiming them at somewhere, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Who's your closest Disney friend?
I don't know if I have one. I mean, like, we all kind of – I think I would just have to say, like, mostly – the people that I've worked with. I mean, the whole channel, I mean, it really is. Like, when you hear of Disney, like, everyone gets along and everyone really is, like, a big family. And it's awesome that when we go to events and we see each other, it's like a huge reunion because some of us don't work on the channel anymore. But, yeah, when we go back, I guess it would just have to be the show that I worked on. Those are probably the closest friends I still have.
Okay, and that being said, I mean, have you had a chance? We have Cody Veef and Miranda May. They're going to be hosting and then also performing Forever in Your Mind. Have you met any of those folks beforehand?
Actually, in November, I went on a mini tour around the States, and Forever in Your Mind hopped on a couple of my shows and opened for me, which is pretty rad. They're some really great guys, and they're super talented, so I think everyone's going to enjoy their set.
Absolutely, yeah. I know we got a chance to talk to Cody and Miranda, and they're both really excited to see you.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet them.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, if you need some info, text KID to 21015. It's happening this Saturday. Doors open at 11 a.m. I believe it goes on till 5 p.m. Disney stars like Olivia Holt's going to be there. Get your tickets ASAP. Olivia, thank you so much for checking in with the show.
You guys rule. Thank you so much. I can't wait.
Bye.
See
you guys. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.